Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a weird thing we can talk about. AGT, America's Got Talent. It's a huge show on ABC, and it's gotten bigger every year. And it's such a great, legitimate one. You know, like The Voice is, I'm not a fan, and American Idol I was never a fan of. Like, America's Got Talent, it's a wide open. Like, you could be anything. Mm-hmm. And so I've always thought that's an interesting show because you don't get to see a lot of stuff when you watch The Voice or whatever the other crap.
Yeah, it's the same old, same old.
And to see Josh on it now is pretty fantastic. I was pretty amazingly happy for him.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm delightful, thank you.
Nice to meet you. What's your name, please?
Josh Blue.
Welcome, Josh Blue. What a cool name.
Thank you. My parents gave me a stage name, so I had to go with it.
No, I did. Josh Blue. Where are you from, Josh?
I live in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Tell us a bit about you, Josh.
So, I have cerebral palsy. I like to get that out of the way early. Otherwise, definitely want to let you off the hook, you know? You're like, this guy is drunk. I do stand-up comedy. I know I look like I'm about to fall over, but I get it done.
Tell us why you decided to enter the show this year.
After the year we've had, I think the world is just ready for some laughter.
Yes. Hear, hear.
And it's a rough set because you have such a short amount of time to get an audience going, warmed, and win them. Like, you know, when you're headlining, that you know your pacing. When you're middling in comedy, yeah, you know what your pacing. You're opening, even you have a much longer time. Even then, you have a real amount of time. This, what you do on television, seems to me it's almost impossible. You have to be able to come out, win people, make them laugh. You have no time to set them, bring them around, show them how clever you are, take them on the long journey, you know?
Right, because half the time you're performing, they came to see you.
You were on, yes. Now you're on television and you've got split seconds to give them little bitty bits and pieces. But at this point, Josh is murdering it, man.
Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials. But now, he's getting prepared for the next round of competition on the hit NBC show, America's Got Talent. Please welcome, comedian and longtime friend of the show, Josh Blue.
Mr. Josh Blue, no good dirty burner, how are you?
What's up there, Jenny?
What are you doing? Why are you up so early? Are you doing a round of these, or are you just hanging out with us this morning?
I'm just here for you. I'm just here to check on your ass.
Oh, yeah. No, I was a little under the weather a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the word on the streets, bro. What, are you trying to steal my gig or what?
Yeah, I was going for it. It was, I'll tell you what, man, I'm not tough enough to ride that horse again. That was more than I wanted. I'm going back to the doctor today, so I got a clean bill of health, or if I have to deal with some more issue. Don't.
It's crazy, man. Well, I'm glad you're back out.
Yeah, no, that was a weird ride. Angry pancreas. You don't want one.
No, man. I will keep mine entertained.
It turns you into something weird besides the fact that they had me on morphine and fentanyl for like a week. And then I got home and my sleep schedule's all screwed up. So I have another friend who's like, you know, because you know me, I don't smoke. And, but I'm a fan of drugs, so I'll give anything a go, right? And, of course, I get these gummies and they're like, just take a whole one. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I don't smoke. I'm going to take a half. And all it made me, I didn't get tired. I was just super high for a whole afternoon watching movies. I was like, hey, I think I'm just going to get a bowl of Raisin Bran here in a minute and just gonna sit and eat that and then eat some Greek yogurt. Maybe also get some cheese dip to go with that. Like, it was more. And I know you like to smoke, but man, I can't get to it. I tried so hard to get to getting high, and I just cannot get to it.
Sounds like a good time to me.
I know. So, listen, I know we can't talk a lot about America's Got Talent because, you know, everything, it comes back. I know 7 o'clock NBC on August 10th, so next Tuesday, and that's when we'll find out how the next segment goes, because it's the quarterfinals, right?
Yeah, to my knowledge. Again, bro, they keep me in the dark, too, so I don't even know, you know?
Right. But I know we have to be very careful, because I want this to go really as well. I don't want to have any part of, like, God forbid, something gets said, they get pissed off. I want you to be loved on that show.
Yeah, you know, fingers crossed, everything's looking good so far, so... That's all I can say, but, yeah, hopefully no comics ever won that show, so I think it's time.
Well, I mean, listen, I think you have every chance to win the whole enchilada. You get $1 million, which is incredible. A lot of coverage, which is, you know, after 2020 when no one could work, that's a huge, huge boost for you to get your face out there. And that was the whole point of signing up for this, was after a year of not being able to go out and work and you know, stay in front of people, you really do have to reestablish yourself. People don't realize that, but bands that we forget about or comedians that we still love, but maybe we just, you know, we have a lot of things in our mind, right? It's always top of, you know, here today, gone later today, if we don't stay in front of people.
Right. No, it's so true. And it's hard to explain that to people because, yeah, I got a little pushback from people like, hey, didn't you already win a reality show? Aren't you already famous? And I'm like, well, that was 16 years ago. Like, let's,
I like the way,
have another crack at this.
Like you can only win anything one time. It's not like it's the same show or anything else. You're like, didn't you already sell a place out? Like, how dare you sell it out again?
Right, and that's funny to me. Like, people just don't understand the scene and the business and the way it works, you know?
Well, I just, I think some people are just born to be giant dicks.
That's a good point. I guess I didn't really think of it that way. Yeah. you know, and for me, it's like, I just love performing, and this is such an opportunity to do that and make people laugh on a huge scale.
Well, what's better than that? What is better than when you walk out, the bigger the stage, the better, the more people, the better, and you win them over with what came out of your mind, with what you created, with your original comedy and your delivery and your timing, because it's so personal, like what you do. You're naked up there, man. I mean, there's no band, there's no lights, there's no pyro, there's no video. You are just a guy with a microphone. You couldn't be more vulnerable, and you're like, this is what I find amusing and funny, and you just let it out in front of a bunch of strangers. That is incredibly hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, too. Like, last comic, it was, you know, versus other comics, AGT is like comparing apples and bologna. Or something. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm trying to mentally prepare to leave to an 8-year-old that can sing Pavarotti or whatever.
Yeah, that would suck to lose to an 8-year-old that can sing Pavarotti. I'll be honest with you, man. God forbid you lose to the cat juggler.
Yeah, exactly. That's just stuff nightmares in me.
You know, more importantly, are you having fun? I mean, is it exciting for you?
Yeah, I was thriving in these situations, and people are like, are you nervous? I'm not at all. Like, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. What a just amazing opportunity to be any different than any other show that I get to rock.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, listen, you live life in such a great, weird way. You know, it's nothing to find out you've traveled to some faraway Eastern Bloc country with a rock star to ride a horse on mushrooms through some mob lady's house in Belarus or wherever you were. What country were you in when you did that? Georgia.
Georgia.
That's right. Yeah. Not Georgia, the, you know, hillbilly state.
Nope.
Georgia, the country. It's another one for those listening. And he may or may not have gone there. Who was it lead singer for? Was it Mumford and Sons?
No, the Lumineers.
Lumineers. Sorry, man. I lumped them together, which is not nice. But the Lumineers, and he goes, they're friends, and they get all jacked up on things. And suddenly there's a horse. I see a picture of him riding a horse through a very nice house in a country very far away with a lot of strangers watching. And I was thinking, man, I can't help him. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm waiting for the next Instagram post.
I know, man. That's one of the best days of my life, riding that beautiful, it was like a $100,000 horse, too.
But hadn't you guys gotten into a little something-something, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're supposed to admit anymore. You know, because you're America's Got Talent. You're representing America. You're like the most wholesome boy in the world.
I'm America's sweetheart.
You're the Sandra Bullock of comedians.
Yeah. I don't know. People have been calling me that online now, America's Sweetheart.
You are America's Sweetheart. You really need a shirt that just says America's Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, I should get my sister to make that.
Hey, listen, I know it's a long ways off, but you're going to hit the improv here the 24th and the 25th a couple months from now. So about 2 months from now, you'll be rolling into Kansas City at the improv.
Yeah, we just put them up on sale. So, I'm excited to come back. And, man, you know, after the last year, it's just nice to have things on the calendar.
Listen, I can't wait to see you. If you want, you and I can go rob some homeless camps together.
I am down, bro. You know, I'm always up for that.
One day he explains to us that he's staying out by the airport, and there's a bunch of random tents in the middle of a wooded area, which I don't think it was a Cub Scout camp. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this was an outward bound troop. Nope. This seemed to be some people who lived out there. So he's inside their tent. Nobody's there. He's out there, like, going through their stuff. And he's like, look, I found a knife. And I'm like, don't go into crazy people's happenstance shelters. This is how you, Josh Blue, disappears and you end up in a goddamn, like, weird supermarket tabloid.
Yeah, the comic that I drug over there was like, you are a lunatic, man. What are you doing? Like, I'm getting tools.
Yeah, dude. You live on the side of a mountain. You, you're an avid tomahawk thrower. You are now doing America's Got Talent. You have got all this weird stuff that goes on in your life. And I can't wait for you to get back to Kansas City so we can hang out a little bit.
I want to bring my tomahawk to AGT. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, I think you should throw them at Simon Cowell.
I know. I thought it'd be funny if I, like, throw three of them and miss two and then be like, all right, I'm ready for Simon.
Totally. Seriously, if you could just scalp that crazy looking goddamn whatever dead animal sitting on top of that fat guy's head. By the way, I said that, not Josh Blue. That was me. I do not want that coming back on him on, you know, A Cup, get all upset with him. And it'll be a bad day. You, listen, everything good in your world? You feeling okay?
Yeah, good, man. Just riding this hot summer out and surprisingly, you know, getting ready for kids to go back to school already, which is insane.
Oh, you got to be ready for that. My parents hated it when we were out of school.
Yeah, but I hate waking up this early to do stuff, man.
Yeah. That's what I could tell. He's like, man, he sounds a little tired. I feel like we dicked him. And Jake called him and was like, hey, you got to come by the show and announce that you're going to be at the improv. And instead of doing a whole row of interviews, we're just the one that woke you up this morning?
No. I was just practicing for the school year.
All right, I owe you. Listen.
To remind myself.
Yeah. Listen, when you get here, I'll get you taken
care
better. Of. Do what? Oh, I am better.
Glad you're feeling better, you know. You got me worried, bud. Did they let you keep your organ?
No. Actually, my girlfriend actually asked the doctor, tried to get me my own gallbladder. It was pretty destroyed, they said.
Yeah. It seems like something you'd have in a jar somewhere.
I know. I would like to. But they kept me high for about a week. When everything calmed down, they threw me in there, did a surgery on me, and then 4 days later, they threw me back to my house, and I've just been kind of recuperating and just getting better.
Well, I'm glad you hear that, and try to keep the rest of your organs, okay?
I'll do my best. Hey, listen, I got you set up for RenFest. I got you taken care of when you get here to Kansas City. I can't wait to see how you do on America's Got Talent. I'm telling you, man, I'm more excited than you are for this. And anytime it goes by the TV, I'm like, that's my friend Josh. You know, that's my friend Josh. I've announced to people who know already that we know each other at least 10 more times that you're my friend and you're on television right now.
Well, you know, I always appreciate the support and love, and you guys are the best, man. I can't wait to come up there.
Hey, dude, there's nothing. Is there anything the listeners can do with voting, or is it just all those four chuckleheads?
No, from now on, it's all public voting. So the judges don't have anything to do with it. So it's the people's choice now.
All right, well, listen, then on that Tuesday, I assume there's going to be voting when that thing fires back up. We're going to be heading to Sturgis that day, but that morning show, I will do my best to amass the troops, bring all the social media to bear, and get the word out that people need to jump on there and vote for Josh Blue.
That would be awesome, dude.
All right, my friend. All right, listen, go back to bed.
All right, love you guys. Thanks for having me on, and I'm so glad you're healthy again, bro.
Thanks, Josh. I love you, man. Stay there. Guys, don't forget, America's Got Talent comes back next Tuesday. You need to find out how to vote. I'll figure out, and they'll post everything. But, I mean, like, everybody. Not just us. We need to tell you. You need to tell everybody you know, everybody listening. Because let's get him into the finals on this, man. Not just the quarterfinals, but let's put him up at the end. No comedian's ever won America's Got Talent.
Nationally, he deserves it.
And he deserves it on every goddamn level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.